Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gabbin Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter at Gale Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it. Well, here we are on Wednesday with The Power of Intention, Dr. Wayne Dyer's excerpts from his book. And who is this talking? I am your success connector. I'm Gabbin with Gale. I grow your business. And if you're just listening for the very first time, let me share with you how that happens. What I do is I bring you Monday through Thursday life lessons on my journey to success. I've lived many different chapters of my life, and what I have found is that when I listen to other people, when I read their success stories, when I listen to what they've gone through, I will get a piece of wisdom or some inspiration or some guidance, something that helps me that day or in the bigger picture of things. And so years ago, I started on an adventure of making a difference by helping people with a service that I was an independent rep of. And it was so fabulous watching what happened and the success stories that I got through emails and the connections that happened. And locally, I'm known as a connector. You pick up the phone, you call me, you email me. Who do you know that does this? So I'm very proud of that. And yet, I didn't feel like I was really helping people enough. And then it dawns on me, with our social media world, hello, it's a given. If I take this to a podcasting format and I share it throughout social media, if you are someone that I'm interviewing, which, by the way, I do interviews on Friday, you're going to get more awareness for your personal product, if you're an author, if you're a speaker, if you have something like the Amazing Fitness Hula Hoops, whatever it might be, when you get interviewed by me and we share it with our collective social media, oh my goodness, things happen really fast. So that's why I tag myself, Gabbin with Gale Grows Your Business. Now, if you want to find out more about me, you want to subscribe, you want to comment, you want to like, you want to give me a 5-star review, I would just love that so much. You can go to my page, thegalefoleyshow.com. Right there, you'll see all the buttons. You can do any of that. You'll also see where you can listen to the podcast. If you are driving right now and you cut it short and you get in the house and you'd rather watch it on or listen to it through your desktop, there you can go there. Also, when I interview people, I like to give them additional plug, because if you're driving or you're on your treadmill or you're walking, you can't always write down their information that you might want to follow up on if they got a book or whatever. So I put a guest page on my page that allows you to have the links to their personal contact, to their product. I want to make sure that whoever gets interviewed gets as much of a exposure as possible. So that's my little station break. I don't like to stop in the middle of what I'm doing to give you a station break. I like to let you know right at the beginning who you're listening to. And then I so appreciate you for listening. You are the reason that I am now able to make a huge difference in other people's lives. And believe me, you're making a difference in mine. I appreciate that more than words can say. So today, if you've been listening in, you know that we've been going over the 7 faces of intentions. Dr. Wayne Dyer talks about the power of intention, learning to co-create your world your way. The reason I chose this book first and foremost out of the gate with my podcasting is I truly believe this book has really impacted my life. I've felt it, I've seen it, I've embraced it. And so I thought, you know, somebody out there, it may be just one person out of thousands of people listening, that hears something that will help them. And that's what this is all about. So the first two faces of intention that he talks about in his book, now I don't go through the whole book, that would take a lot of time, but he talks about applying the seven faces for connecting to intention. So it sort of fell in place for me that being the connector, this is something I really need to embrace and share with you. So the first face of intention is to be creative. Being creative, I don't know about you, but it just opens my world up big time. When I'm able to be creative in any shape, form, or fashion, I notice an extreme difference in my happiness and my own personal posture and my self-esteem. The second one, this is huge. Be kind. If you haven't heard this one, you got to go back and listen to my podcast last week, because being kind, it can be the simplest of gestures that can turn somebody's day from absolutely misery to marvelous. I mean, it really, it's something that we can do every day, just little things. I always ask people to pass on a smile at the end of my show with my extra little jingle that goes on out to the air when I get done. You know, people probably say, yeah, Gail, right, whatever. Well, you know, I got to tell you, and I'm just asking you to take a minute and experiment on this one. You're out and about today, tomorrow, the next day, whenever. You're out and you're out shopping, or you're walking into a restaurant, or you're walking in the door at work, and somebody's walking towards you, and they're sort of glancing down more than they're glancing up. Their shoulders are slumped, and they're just sort of shuffling along. And for some reason, they look up, and they catch your eye. Do me a big favor and give that person a huge, heartfelt smile. Just give them a big smile from ear to ear. Show all those pearly whites. Let them see that smile. And then you watch their posture. Just watch it. 9 times out of 10, because I can't guarantee perfect, you know, solution here, but you will see that person's shoulders go back, their eyes light up, and even if they're in the worst place in their life, they can't help but give back a little bit of a smile. It is truly infectious, contagious, and needs to be passed on all day, every day. So I don't say those words lightly. I've seen what they do for people. I've been known for my smile since I was in high school. I have this big mouth, which you're listening to, and it's attached to great big lips with a great big smile. And I got all the little smile wrinkles around my eyeballs. But let me tell you something. When I walk into a room, I catch people's eyes because I walk in with the energy behind the smile. And it just always amazes me when it happens, because it's like, wow, it will brighten your day when you do this. So that's a simple way to be kind, just a simple smile. Today, one of the seven faces, number three, is be love. I love those words, be love. He talks in this book about keeping in mind the central theme of this chapter. In fact, this entire book that you must learn to be like the energy that allowed you to be in the first place. Then being in a state of love is absolutely necessary for you to reconnect to intention. You were intended out of love. You must be in love in order to intend. Volumes have been written about love, and so we have as many definitions for this word as we have people to offer them. For the purposes of this chapter, I'd like you to think about love in the following two ways. Now, these are Dr. Wayne Dyer's direct words. I'm reading that. And I'm going to read just a couple pieces from this, and then we'll talk about it a little bit. Love is cooperation rather than competition. And you've probably heard me say this quote before. Never mind what others do. Do better than yourself. Beat your own record from day to day and you are a success. It's by William J.H. Boddicker. I love that quote. My husband and I ping pong every night. He is a very poor loser. He'll tell you himself he is, especially losing to me. My thing is this. Yeah, it's fun to win. But me, when I played sports and playing ping pong, I get the biggest thrill out of hitting a hard out-of-reach ball, slicing it across the table, my performance. I've always been like that. Even as a kid, I am a team player, but it's what do I do that's good? How can I replay that? When I played softball, I had a shortstop that, oh my goodness, she had such an arm, and that ball would smack into my mitt, and oh, that moment I would live over and over and over again. I was not competing with my team. I was competing with myself. I'm going to catch that ball. So love is cooperation rather than competition. I love that statement. And what he says here is what I'd like you to be able to experience right here in physical form on planet Earth is the essence of the spiritual plane. If this were possible, it will mean that your life is a manifestation of love. Were this to be true for you, you'd see all of life living together in harmony and cooperating with each other. Isn't that awesome? Can you imagine, instead of all the awful unrest going on in Ukraine, if somehow they could find harmony and cooperate with each other? Oh my goodness, it's a ray of hope to hear that if people embrace this enough. And he goes on to say, you'd sense that the power of intention that originates all life cooperates with all other life forms to ensure growth and survival. You'd note that we all share the same life force and the same invisible intelligence that beats my heart, and your heart beats a heart of everyone on the planet. And I think that's so true, and that's why, to me, this is such a powerful book, because I am connecting to my intention by bringing this to you through the podcasting format that allows you to tap into it when you're driving to work, doing your exercise, walking your dog, whenever it will work for you. It's a cooperative thing. It's a collaboration. If you don't listen, I got nothing. I'm talking to the wall. I'm basically invisible. But I know people are listening, because thanks to you, my rankings are going up, so I know that people are plugging in to what I say. But think about it on an even bigger scale. Think if we could all just lock hands in love and wrap people up in cooperation. Wow. Okay. Love is the force behind the will of God. I'm not suggesting the kind of love that we define as affection or sentiment, nor is this kind of love a feeling that seeks to please and press favors on others. Imagine a kind of love that is the power of intention, the very energy that is the cause behind all of creation. It's the spiritual vibration that carries divine intentions from formless to concrete expression. It creates new form, changes matter, vivifies all things, and holds the cosmos together beyond time and space. It's in every one of us. It is what God is. And it goes on to say, I recommend that you pour your love into your immediate environment and hold this practice on an hourly basis if possible. Remove all unloving thoughts from your mind and practice kindness in all of your thoughts, words, and actions. Cultivate this love in your immediate circle of acquaintances and family, and ultimately, it will expand to your community and globally as well. Extend this love deliberately to those you feel have harmed you in any way or caused you to experience suffering. The more you can extend this love, the closer you come to being love. And it's on the beingness of love that intention is reached and manifestation flourishes. Now, I know you're probably scratching your head and going, wow, Gail, that is a lot to take in. And it truly is. That's why I've read this book 3 times. It's not something that you read once and, oh my goodness, it's there. No, you got to read it a few times to really embrace what he's saying, because he is a very deep thinker. and writes that way, and so sometimes it takes you a little longer to get through that. But when he talks about love, I don't know if you have ever read anything by Dr. Joe Vitale, but in one of his books, he talks about the power of the expression, I love you, I forgive you, I'm sorry, please forgive me. It's a mantra that came from a group of society of people that this was their way to, it's oh my goodness. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking now because I don't want to misquote anything. But it's one of those things. It's an extremely exciting book because he talks in this book about the psychiatric ward where there was nothing but terrible criminals and nobody could rehabilitate them. And then this native doctor comes in and all he does is go through and talks to each and every one and blesses them with this expression, I love you, I'm sorry, thank you, please forgive me. And Joe Vitale takes this same verse and he applies it to everything. And Joe Vitale started out living in poverty and homeless and all sorts of different things, one of those incredible success stories. And he has many books out. One of his books is Expect Miracles, The Missing Secret to Astounding Success, and I think that's where this story is. I haven't read that for a while. The date in the book, I try to date my books. This one's December 2008, so please forgive me. I don't remember the details. But it's just another one of those books that talks about love and how creating love within you. And, you know, I know, talking to you and if you're listening to me, you're thinking, you know, Gail, it's so easy to say, but I've had all this betrayal come my way. I've had so many people, I've loved them and they haven't treated me right. I just can't love anymore. I totally understand where you are. We've all, most of us, I shouldn't say all because I don't know all of you, but most of us have had experiences in our life that has caused us a lot of heartache. There have been people I've known that are so bitter that the person they loved the most, for whatever reason, that soulmate didn't become their life's partner, for whatever reason. Instead of forgiving and loving again, they've held this bitterness within them, and they marry someone else, but that poor person can't get the love they deserve because this person's too bitter, being angry at the person that got away. We all, again, have experienced something that has broken our hearts. And so sometimes we say, I'm not loving again. I'm not doing that. I'm not putting myself out there. It's more than loving one person. It's be love. I had the strangest comment from someone last week, a couple weeks ago. We were doing something as some kind of exercise, and she said very casually that in this exercise that she had done, she had never been able to love herself, and she was told that before she could really love someone else, she had to love herself. She found this to be a foreign statement. She really couldn't even grasp that. I find that mind-boggling because I've been in personal development now for probably 30 years and maybe not quite that long. Well, yeah, I know it's at least 25. But anyway, that's one of the first things that I learned when I embarked on my journey to change myself from a negative individual to a positive person. And I can't imagine going through life not loving yourself, because if you're not loving yourself, you really aren't going to be able to love anyone else. How could you? So I'm going to wrap this up. Our time's running out for today's broadcast. I just want you to give what we've read here today some thought. If you want to know, if you want to get the book, you can go to my resource page, thegailfoley.com/resources, or you can go to amazon.com. Find his book. You probably get it on ebook. But here's what I want to suggest. Do not buy the CD. It does not give you the same impact. I had the CD and I played it for a long time. It wasn't until I picked up the book and read his words that it made a difference for me. So with that said, I hope it makes a difference for you, and we'll catch you on the flip-flop tomorrow, in fact. Bye-bye. All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag Gab and Gail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gab and Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.